I've been asked to come by the family to protect our good name. Because we know how much Ray has always demeaned us, and we had no defense against it. We don't know any of you, so the stories that he would tell, as his sister Charlotte would often say, he always embroidered the truth. Fact is, I live in Huntington, just two blocks from Ray, and it was fell to me in November past to go find Ray, which I did, sadly, passed. As interesting to you, Ray was to our own family. You knew him as colleagues, as students, as friends. We knew him as family. Before I start and go any further, the practical joke that you wanted to play on Ray, pertinent to the Blue Angels, the fact is his nephew was with the Blue Angels. That's where the photograph came from.
Finally!
His sister Charlotte wanted to extend to each and every one of her heartfelt appreciation for what you're doing. This is a real tribute to her brother. And of course, it was his nephew and his grandnephews, and they live in Oklahoma City. Charlotte lives in Boise, Idaho. She will be able to be back here in May. Just a few short things about Ray that perhaps you know. He may have shared this information with you. Now, this is coming from the family's perspective. So what I'm telling you is the truth. The unembellished versions. Ray, as a teenager, accompanied his father, who was an officer in the United States Navy, to Europe for 4 years, his father's last posting. We often wondered why they sent my uncle to France initially, because there's no naval base in Paris. Turns out Ray's dad was involved in naval intelligence, and we didn't know this within the family, but Ray attended the American school in both Paris and in Berlin at that time, and therefore he learned fluent French and German, spoke and wrote both exceedingly well. They come back to the United States. His dad, R.G. Fry Sr., sends Ray to military school in Virginia, to Massanutten Military Academy in the Shenandoah Valley. Ray was their top graduate ever. And upon graduation, the Fry that you know was awarded a presidential nomination to the United States Military Academy at West Point. Can you imagine General Fry? None of the rest of us could either. His father was, so elated. My son's going to West Point. Not so fast, Dad. I'm going to follow my sister Charlotte and go to William and Mary and study philosophy. He goes to William and Mary. His father gets over his disappointment about not having a son graduate from West Point, and he's able to live on to see all the good things that Ray would accomplish. But William and Mary, if you've been to Williamsburg, Ray, as a student there, worked as a tour guide. He also worked as a waiter at the King's Arms Tavern in Colonial Williamsburg. Because Ray spoke French, the King and Queen of Thailand visited Williamsburg while he was a student, while he was working there. Ray was asked to wait on them. They couldn't speak English. He didn't speak Thai, but they spoke French. Ray waits on the King of Thailand, only to find out the King plays the saxophone, and so did Ray Fry. And so here they are in the King's Arms with the saxophone. And the long and the short of it was, because he spoke fluent French, the King gave him a very generous tip, which Ray shared with everybody else that worked that day in the restaurant. Ray played baseball. You may not have known that as well. He loved to play baseball, and at one time had fancied himself, I think, at some point in time, trying to have some sports-related career. I know that's hard to fathom and imagine, but he did like baseball. Then he goes to UVA. He goes to Virginia. And for those of you who have ever been on campus at Mr. Jefferson's University, or if you've been to UVA or you went to school there, Ray lived on the lawn. He lived on that part of the quadrangle, the old original part of the University of Virginia. And his apartment was right next to that of Edgar Allan Poe. and it was very Spartan. It's just a brick facility, no air conditioning. The only heat was a fireplace for coal or wood. But Ray said that always prepared him for what was to come at St. John's when he went over there, because the room he had been built 800 years ago by monks. So it was even more Spartan. Ray finished at Virginia. He went to Oxford. You all know the rest of that story, but along the way, some other things that happened to Raymond. He held dual citizenship, both in the United States and in England. He served on the British Medical Ethics Committee, the only American to ever hold that distinction, as far as we know. He was appointed at one point in his career to serve on a committee for the Rand Corporation, with, of all people, Al Gore, on a medical ethics committee. I think this was before Al was really involved in politics, but I'm not sure Mr. Gore's position in medical ethics either. So, you know, that was a kind of a befuddling thing that we just found out recently. Ray was also friends with Chevy Chase, if you know who Chevy Chase is. He knew him quite well and was with him in his wedding when he got married. So, for what that's worth. Maybe that's where his sense of humor, you know, somehow comes from. Now, these stories that he would tell you. Where is Hong? I know you're in here, Hong. Where are you? Going to lunch today, Hong asked me about Ray's relationship with his sister, Charlotte. Charlotte is 10 years his senior. And I said, well, I'll try my best. Well, is it true that Ray's sister married the potato baron of Idaho? I said, no, we never heard that. I said, Ray's brother-in-law was a forest ranger. Charlotte married a forest ranger, you know, years ago. Well, is it true they live in a mansion on a hill in Boise? I said, no, they've got a modest home in the valley out there. They ain't no mansion. And, I mean, the stories that he probably did share with you, you have to recall this. Ray, the Ray that we know in our family, grew up as a boy in a rural county in southern West Virginia, in Mingo County, Bloody Mingo. Actually, some of you may be familiar with the fact that just this past week, sheriff down there was murdered. This is the same county with the same bloody history, and it's still with us today. But as a boy, and this was the other thing that Han asked, said, well, is it true that Ray's grandfather was a coal baron, exceedingly wealthy? I said, no, he owned a gas station. And Ray and my brother, my older brother, and myself as boys all took turns working at the filling station. We had to, you know, gas the cars up. Granddad expected us to clean the windows. Ray was working one day. All three of us were there one day, and this was back when it was Esso. Then it became Humble Oil, and now it's Exxon. At that time, it was Esso. My grandfather had bought us all these little striped jackets, had a big Esso patch. Said Peaks Esso on the back. Car pulls in, goes over the little thing, makes the bell ring, and Ray goes out. Going to gas the car up. He goes up, and he asks the guy, may I help you? And the fellow rolls the window down in the car and goes, Ray's looking at this guy and said, sir? He comes back in and he says, granddad, he said, there's some guy out there that won't speak to me. All he does is go. My grandfather looked out the window and said, oh, that's old. Yeah, that's old so-and-so. He's deaf. He wants the car filled up. Just fill it up. That's what he's telling you. Fill it up. Now, that's the Ray that we know. But I can tell you this, and I've told many of you separately, Ray was very proud of the fact that he was here at Bowling Green State University, because we used to ask him. I teach at Marshall University in history. I have a whole different discipline in academia. But so I always asked Ray, why Bowling Green? Because when he came back from England, you know, he'd talk to people like Stanford and some other schools. But he said this about this institution. He said, they're on the cutting edge of a very fine new philosophy program, and I want to be part of this. And so for 20 years, he was part. And he took the greatest pride in you that were his students of being able to take that little piece of him, put that in you, and watch you take that now and put that in your students today. That's what Ray wanted for you. Despite all the storytelling, all the bloviation, all the fantastic tales, and I'm sure, you know, you probably heard names of people that you thought really didn't exist. Some of them really did. But nevertheless, I am so pleased that I could be here for his sister Charlotte, for our family, as I said, to defend our good name. You know, nobody else can speak up for us now, but Ray was very proud of each and every one of you and of this institution, which he loved and admired greatly. Thank you for your time.
Once again, thank you all for being here. If you haven't signed the book, which I think, Jonathan, is it still on the table outside? It's a book we're going to send to Charlotte, and if you haven't signed it and would like to, please do so. If you've forgotten where places to eat in Bowling Green are, there is a little handout over in the department that you might want to pick up. And party starts at Christian's at 8 o'clock, and hopefully most of you will be able to make it.